Looking at the Cambridge United season, I mean, sat in the upper echelons of League Two, and it's been a good first half to the season, I would say.
Yes, yeah. If you look at the table now, they're flying high. They had a tough start to the season. Quite a few new players came in, and they needed to sort of try and bed in, and a few tough fixtures as well. So yeah, they found themselves down at the bottom after eight games without a win. So yeah, they've shown real character really, and lots of good play to get themselves into a sort of better frame of mind and up the table. And yeah, they're certainly going to be going into this game against Leeds full of confidence. And yeah, I think an upset is certainly possible with the form they're showing at the moment.
Is that the feeling amongst the fans almost that this can be Cambridge's year?
Yeah, I mean, they had 9 years out of the Football League down in the conference, and some pretty sort of bleak days and seasons where even relegation from the conference premier wasn't that far away. So to be back in the Football League and getting days like these, you know, is great for everyone really. I think most football fans obviously are either very positive or quite pessimistic. So, yeah, I would imagine that there are lots of Cambridge United fans out there who are hoping that this could be their year. And it's obviously quite an open league. I think the top three are a little bit pulled away. But, yeah, there'll be lots of clubs out there who, even, you know, going into sort of February, March time, will be thinking they can make a bid for that top seven. So, yeah, I mean, certainly if Cambridge can keep the form they're showing up at the moment and maybe bring in a few bodies just to bolster things up, then, yeah, I don't see any reason why they couldn't challenge come the end of the season to be in that top seven.
Now, what about the FA Cup? First round was Dover, which took a replay to get past, then Coventry, and we all know the issues going on with Coventry. It was a convincing win for Cambridge. I mean, in those games, I mean, immediately I look at Cambridge 1, Dover 1, and think, well, that looks to have been a very tight affair. So do you almost feel that Cambridge are lucky to have got to the third round, or actually does the score not maybe show the whole picture?
No, the Dover, the home game, when it was a draw, was sort of in that period where they were just sort of, they were coming out of that difficult period and had started to show a bit more form. But results at home weren't really that easy to find at that stage. So, yeah, the one-all draw wasn't the best, but they were sort of still in the hat. And really, the replay where they won after extra time and had to come from behind, that kind of really galvanised them, and you could probably look back and that was one of the sort of the key moments that's really helped them sort of kickstart and get the season, you know, really flying. So yeah, they showed good character down there in sort of difficult circumstances. You know, it's always hard going to sort of smaller clubs like that with the conditions. So yeah, to get that win, it's really spurred them on, and then yeah, obviously gave Coventry a bit of a hide in 4-0. So no, I would say they've earned their place in the third round, and yeah, from being down there yesterday at the training ground, I think there's a, you know, sort of really good buzz about it, and they're certainly going to give it all they've got, give it a good go to try and take a scalp in this round.
We all know the magic of the FA Cup third round, where the Premier League and Championship teams come in. Cambridge, I guess, like everybody, would have hoped for a plum home tie against a big name. Be honest with me, though, here Michael. Leeds United, were they quite the big name that everybody wanted?
Well, yeah, as you say, I guess everyone was hoping for, obviously they played Man U a couple of years ago, so yeah, a tie like that, or an Arsenal or Chelsea or something like that, or maybe even a trip to one of the bigger clubs away. But I think this one has actually really sort of captured the imagination. I think obviously with Sean Derry, the manager, sort of old connections there, and quite a few, we've sort of managed to look back through the archives and found quite a few links between Cambridge and Leeds sort of down the years. So no, I think everyone's up for it. It's sort of, I suppose it's, in a way, it's maybe the ideal tie, because it's a big game on the TV against a big club with good tradition, but a Championship club rather than Premier League. So I guess it maybe increases people's hopes or optimism that they can get the win and cause a shock. So no, I think it's got the makings of a good tie about it.
Now, what about the Cambridge side? Who are the key players?
Well, obviously, as you said earlier, the team's doing very well and in form. So yeah, pretty much everyone's really sort of playing right on top of their game at the moment. But I mean, really, I suppose the sort of right down the spine of the team is where the strength is, I guess. So Leon Legg, the captain at centre back, is sort of a real crowd favourite and gets his name gets Leon chanted when he wins yet another header or a big tackle. So he's a really important man at the back. Then Luke Berry in midfield, or he's been playing sort of just behind the striker really, but sort of kind of in that middle area of the pitch, has been on fire this season, getting goals, and you know he's really playing well. And then up front, the Leeds are going to have to do a good job on the striker Uche Pezu up front. He came in as a free agent in the summer, had to work hard on his fitness, but he's really showing his worth now. He's a big lad. He's got real strength, good power, and skill as well. So yeah, he's a real threat and become a fan favourite. So yeah, I would say right down the spine of the team, and then with everyone else obviously chipping in and playing well. So yeah, they're in good shape.